Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome to or welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and as always, it is indeed my pleasure to be with you, to share with you some interesting resources and strategies and things that can spark a positive change in your life. So thanks for joining me live. For those of you who looked for me on Wednesday, on the 12th, Mother Nature was having severe weather, so we move the show to tonight. So I hope you found me live, and for those of you who download the MP3 to listen at your convenience at the day of the week, probably is not as critical to you, and I do have a lot of listeners. I thank you, those of you who download and take me with you. I hope that you continue to get amazing sparks for the time that you invest. Tonight, we are going to talk about sparks of passion for your work. And you may or may not feel passion for your work at the moment. You may have a passion that's not part of your work, and you might be thinking about how can I have more of that passion either in my work life or in my personal life. We'll talk about several resources for you tonight, or, well, whenever you're listening to me, that will help you. And so, let's get started. If you listened last week, you know that I always challenge my listeners to take an action on something that you heard or learned, whether it's checking out a blog, a website, a book, or practicing an action that you could use to make a small change in your life. And last week we did talk about that one small change by Robert Maurer, and hopefully you had a chance to take a look at that book and how even when we take small change, small steps, we can often avoid alerting our amygdala, alarm, that we're facing change. So, let's talk about, are you feeling passion for what you're doing in your work? It may not be everything you're doing in your work. It may just be part of what you do. And how much of your time is spent doing what you love? Are you learning every day? 15 minutes a day, if you commit to learning more about what you love, what your strengths are, leads to mastery. There's so many great blogs and websites and tools. Being a master student makes a world of difference in becoming a master yourself. Are you engaged at work? Are you motivated? Daniel Pink has a new book out called Drive, which deals with motivation. And unfortunately, I did not get the description pulled up ahead of time. It's talking about the difference between what used to motivate people, like the carrot and the stick and the bonus, to what actually may be motivating people now. And it's different. And if you think about, too, where you are in your life, what's motivating you right now? Maybe it is money, salary. I would guess a part of it is purpose. Are you making a difference in something that's bigger than yourself? Or not? That's important. That's a piece of that. Autonomy. Having some control and some choice. Oh, the subtitle for Daniel Pink's book that came out in December of 2009 is Surprising Truth About What Motivates Us. And so you may want to take a read, find an excerpt. Jane Hart had posted some of the gems that she took from the book, and I was reading that blog entry earlier today. One of the reviews says, Pink's deft traversal of research at the intersection of psychology and economics make this a worthwhile read. No sticks necessary. It's a rare book that will get you to think and inspire you to act. Pink makes a strong science-based case for rethinking motivation and then provides the tools you need to transform your life, says Dr. Oz. Let's see. Pink wrote A Whole New Mind, and one of the things that I liked about that, pieces that I recall about that book had to do with play and fun, and how when you have fun at work, your productivity increases. Yay, some of us figured that out a long time ago. And are you working in an environment that encourages positive humor, play, as a way to increase innovation, creativity, and productivity? Pink cites a number of studies revealing that the carrot and the stick actually can significantly reduce the ability of workers to produce creative solutions to problems. Once our basic survival needs are met, he says the ability to grow and develop, to realize our fullest potential is what motivates us. Case studies of Google's 20% time, which employees work on projects of their choosing one full day each week, and Best Buy's results-only work environment, which employees can work whenever and however they choose as long as they meet specific goals, demonstrate growing endorsement for this approach. A series of appendices include further reading and tips on applying this method to businesses, fitness, and child-rearing. Drawing on research in psychology, economics, and sociology, Pink's analysis, A New Model of Motivation, offers tremendous insight into our deepest nature. So if you're having some challenges around motivation, you may want to take a look at Drive. And I'll put a link to Drive up with the show notes tonight. So what motivates you? Do you know? Do you know what gets you, attracts you to doing your best? Because that is what makes work enjoyable, makes work fun. And some believe that work isn't supposed to be fun. Work's what you go do and get paid to do, whether you like it or not. And the reality is, well, you know, you only have one life. And so since you only have one life, what are you doing with it? That's bringing you joy and sharing your gifts with the world. Are you sharing your best gifts, doing what you love? A colleague of mine, I heard her talking with another colleague yesterday about the Cricut and making cards and scrapbooking. She really loves to make cards. She's very creative. And I could just hear the energy in her voice, the enthusiasm in her voice as she was talking with this coworker. And she had commented about she needed to start a blog. And I said, yeah, that'd be awesome. You should do it. And she told me this afternoon she did. She started it last night. It's called A Passion for Paper. And she's excited about what she can do with the blog and what she can share. And that's awesome. to be inspired and to have that energy because she is so creative. And so, yeah, check out A Passion for Paper. That's Carrie's blog. You know, and as David Wood says, if you are one step ahead of someone else, they will pay you for the difference. Because sometimes we don't think we have anything to offer someone else. We don't think we're good enough or that we have ideas that they would be interested in. And there are, whether it's WordPress, Blogger, Blogspot, there are a lot of tools out there to just start sharing and connecting. So how are you connecting? And maybe you might want to just start with reading blogs of interest. I've got just a slew related to the brain and learning and training and social learning and sales, authentic business, bringing your best self, and several colleagues whose work I admire, and I'm following them. And what do you read every day that inspires you to help you have that positive spin, that positive approach? Jane Hart is from the UK, and she has Jane's Pick of the Day. She also has a number of other really good resources. And here we go. On March 15th, at Jane's Pick of the Day, she wrote about drive. And the three elements of motivation, I told you two earlier, was purpose, autonomy, and the third is mastery. According to Pink and his research. And Jane recommends all learning professionals to read Drive, and so, of course, that's on my list as I'm working to finish Rewire the Brain in one small step. But, there are amazing tools out there as things begin to coalesce. And some of the gems that Jane pulled out that I want to share with you is that human beings have an innate drive to be autonomous, self-determined, and connected to one another. And when that drive is liberated, people achieve more and live richer lives. Are you working in an environment that embraces social learning, embraces collaboration, embraces connectedness? Or are you working in an environment where there's fear around the social learning and social networking tools? Where there's fear around decreasing productivity if people have those tools available. Because there's amazing research that shows when people are allowed to collaborate, not only do you have some natural mentoring occurring, you have informal real-time learning occurring, you have the knowledge of those folks who will be retiring shared as experts with younger employees, and the creativity and innovation of the younger employees shared as well. So think about it. Are you working in a place that works well with you and for you? Jane also mentions that the opposite of autonomy is control. This is from the book, Drive. Since they sit at different poles in the behavioral compass, they point us to different destinations. Control leads to compliance. Autonomy leads to engagement. If you want to be engaged and you're feeling like you're controlled, you may need to look for another work environment that allows you some autonomy. And more from the book, it means resisting the attempt to control people and instead doing everything we can to reawaken a deep sense of autonomy. Wow, that's a place that may speak to the soul of many of us. If we can find a work environment for those listening who are leaders and managers, think about what that might do in terms of your team. It goes on to talk about that sense of autonomy having a powerful effect on individual performance and attitude. And according to a cluster of recent behavioral studies, autonomous motivation promotes greater conceptual understanding, better grades, enhanced persistence at school and in sporting activities, higher productivity, less burnout, and greater levels of psychological well-being. Oh my gosh. So we have good employees who are healthier, which lowers cost for medical, who are burning out less, which lowers mental health and physical health costs, and higher productivity. Wow. And that's what we say we want. And I think one of the concerns, you know, when leaders and managers and CEOs and folks in charge talk about wanting productivity increase, wanting innovation from their team, their employees, and yet micromanage out of fear or out of habit. You know, it's that being open to the changes that are happening and being willing to trust the people who work for you to do their best and to bring their best and to build on the synergy that can come from embracing the talent of your team. That's exciting. That's energizing. That's engaging. Are you feeling that about where you're working right now and the job that you're doing? Perhaps. Or perhaps not. So, that passion, do you know what drives your passion? Do you know what you love to do? The passion test is another great tool that can help you get clear about what brings joy into your life. And to prioritize your top five passions so that you can begin to focus on having more of those top five in your life. You can learn more about that at brainbonanza.com. The Passion Test is a program that I'm passionate about sharing with individual clients, with seminar groups, with companies. It makes an amazing difference in engagement, in energy, in productivity, when people see a connection between what they love and what they do in their work life. So if you're looking to increase engagement, tapping into passions is one of the ways to do that. So what can you do to be more passionate? Can you find something about what you do that's in alignment, in good alignment with who you are? Yesterday I was reading, beginning to read some excerpts from Primal Leadership by Daniel Goleman. And it's hard, challenging. It's not as easy to work when you have dissonant leaders, managers, and CEOs. Some can be, as described by Goleman, abusive tyrants who bawl out and humiliate people, to the manipulative sociopath. And he likens those leaders having the emotional impact a bit like the Dementors in the Harry Potter series who drain peace, hope, and happiness out of the air around them, that they can create wretched workplaces and yet have no idea how destructive they are, or maybe they don't care. Then he talks about another kind of dissonant leader that is more subtle, with a surface charm or social polish, maybe even charisma. And they use that to mislead or manipulate. These leaders don't truly hold their professional values. Maybe they lack empathy or they care little about things other than their own advancement. And when the team can sense that insincerity, when they're faking that friendliness and, smiling and caring about what's up, the relationship dissolves and there's distrust. And it's challenging to do your best work in those situations. And so the good news is that leaders that are having those dissonant situations can improve their emotional intelligence by moving toward positive resonance that rally people around a worthy goal. when you have resonance, people are excited about that leader. And Goleman quotes the Oxford English Dictionary in defining resonance, that the root of the word resonance is resonare, to resound. Resonance then, in the dictionary, refers to the reinforcement or prolongation of sound by reflection, or more specifically, by synchronous vibration. The human analog of synchronous vibration occurs when two people are on the same wavelength emotionally, they feel in sync. And true to the original meaning of resonance, that synchrony resounds, prolonging the positive emotional pitch. Now think about people that you resonate with, people that you enjoy being around, people who are sensitive to where you are. That resonance, that ability to use emotional intelligence to express empathy. I have several people in my life I'm very grateful that I resonate with. And we energize each other. Doesn't mean we always feel the same. At the core, we resonate. And this is all from the first chapter of Primal Leadership. Daniel Goleman also talks about laughter. I mentioned, you know, being, when you have passion for your work, you enjoy what you do, and having fun in the workplace. That laughter is a way that is a trustworthy sign of friendliness. It's more authentic than smiles can be fake. It's harder to fake laughter. So he calls that, in a neurological sense, the shortest distance between two people, because it instantly interlocks the limbic systems in the brain. It's like a brain-to-brain connection. The sound of laughter in a workplace signals a group's emotional temperature, a sure sign that people's hearts as well as their minds are engaged. And yet there are workplaces where people don't want to laugh because they're afraid that their boss will think they're not working. Upbeat moods boost cooperation, fairness, and business performance, according to a Yale study. And then also, good moods, good work in primal leadership. Because again, people feel good, they work their best. Research on humor reveals a well-timed joke or playful laughter can stimulate creativity, open lines of communication, enhance its sense of connection and trust, and of course make work more fun. So playfulness holds a prominent place in the toolkit of emotionally intelligent leaders, according to Goleman. The ability of a leader to pitch a group into an enthusiastic, cooperative mood can determine a team's success. And there was a study of 62 CEOs and their top management teams, from some of the Fortune 500 as well as leading U.S. service companies, such as consulting and accounting firms, not-for-profit organizations, and government agencies. The CEOs and their management team members were assessed on how upbeat, energetic, enthusiastic, determined they were. They were also asked how much conflict and tumult the top team experienced, that is, personality clashes, anger and friction in meetings, emotional conflicts, which this is in contrast to just disagreeing about ideas. What do you think this study found? That you have an intuitive or insightful idea. The study found that the more positive the overall moods of people in the top management team, the more cooperatively they work together, and the better the company's business results. Put differently, the longer company was run by a management team that did not get along, the poorer that company's market return. The group IQ, he goes on to say, the sum total of every person's best talents contributed at full force depends on the group's emotional intelligence, as shown as harmony. So leader skill and collaboration can keep cooperation high and ensure the group's decisions are worth the effort of a meeting. These leaders know how to balance the group's focus on the task at hand with its attention to the quality of the members' relationships. They create a friendly but effective climate that lifts everyone's spirits. So the climate alone doesn't determine performance. However, because, you know, there are a lot of complex factors. But Goleman goes on to say that in the analyses overall, the climate, how people feel about working at a company, can account for, now listen to these numbers carefully, 20 to 30% of business performance. I'm going to say that again. According to Goleman, their analyses suggest that overall the climate, how people feel about working at a company, can account for 20 to 30% of business performance. So getting the best out of people pays off in hard bottom line results. And he goes on to add that if climate drives those business results, what drives the climate? He says roughly 50 to 70% of how employees perceive their organization's climate can be traced to the actions of the leader. In short, the leader's emotional states and actions do affect how the people they lead feel and therefore perform. Interesting, very interesting. That's from Goleman's Primal Leadership. It's a book that I will be reading more as I move through my reading list, and I invite you, I'll put that one up on the page as well. Because from there, and again, those of you who know, I'm all about the brain. The last sentence in chapter one is, and that gets us to how the brain drives primal leadership, for better or worse. So there's more to that. We'll stop there. Talking about your passion. You know, and you can improve. You can do things that make a difference in how you perceive your work. And maybe you have a leader who is dissonant, who lacks emotional intelligence. What can you do yourself to improve your emotional intelligence? And one of the things that leads to burnout is that stress, that feeling of not having any control, the perception of having no control. So what can you do to take control over some aspect of your life, your work, your performance? And for some people, that's looking for another job. Others, it's finding one compatible colleague that they can work on building positive results and building a positive support network or team in that situation. What is it for you that helps keep you engaged and passionate? And again, there are aspects in all of our jobs that drain. Well, I shouldn't, and that may be a wide assumption, but we all often have things that we like less than other things in our job. And some of us have created the world, the work that where we've got what we love, that we are doing what we love. If you're interested in improving your emotional intelligence and you are within driving distance of Cedar Rapids, Marion, Iowa, next Thursday, a week from today on the 20th, from 8:30 to 12, at the Kirkwood Training and Outreach Center, I'm facilitating the Magic of People Skills, the Power of EQ. And so I invite you to go to Kirkwood, KIRKWOOD.edu, or to make it even easier, you can go to Brain Bonanza, BrainBonanza.com, and look up events and click on the link for the 20th. Find out more about that course, and I invite you to sign up. We still have openings available for you to learn more about the core competencies of emotional intelligence. I'd love to see you there. Let me know that you heard it on Spark. For those of you not in the area, know that you can bring me to you, to your organization, or we can work one-on-one in a coaching partnership to improve your emotional intelligence as well. I'll also mention Friday the 21st, I'll be at Prairie Woods with Brain Boosters, so you can have your best brain at work and at home. And that link is also on Brain Bonanza, as well as on my blog at MelanieHoffner.com. It's MelanieHoffner.com. And I'd love the opportunity to share these skills, strategies, resources with you live in a face-to-face seminar or in a webinar situation. So part of having your best brain is to feel energized and to feel passionate about some aspect of what you do. Can you connect the dots? I hope so. I hope that there's a part of what you do that brings you joy. Another exciting program I want to share with you, and I'll put the link in the description, is David Wood's new book, Get Paid for Who You Are. He has a wonderful program where you can get a copy of the e-book or get it in e-book form for a donation to one of two charities of your choice. Either there's a Rainforest Charity and Computer for Every Child charity. Or if you're unable to make a donation right now, you can get the e-book at no charge. And you can also order the paperback book for the cost of shipping, which I did. So I will put that link in the description so you can click on it. Some people I know listen to my archives. So if you're listening to this months from now, you may only be able to get the book through a bookstore or an online bookseller. However, if you can get it now and take advantage of some of the teleseminar activities and things that David is doing, Get Paid for Who You Are really is about discovering what you love and how to get paid to bring that gift to the world. And I am working out the final details to have a Freedom Team mastermind group, which will be a phone call once a week for people who are working in David's book, Get Paid for Who You Are, to have freedom, to do what you love in service to the world and get paid for who you are. So if you're interested in that, you can send me an email at brainbonanza@gmail.com. I'll put Freedom Team in the subject line, and I'll make sure that I get you the information. And if I want to keep the group small enough to make it personal, so if I need to offer more than one, I'll be glad to do that. Because often, again, as I mentioned earlier, David says, your experience needs only to be one level ahead of people who will pay you for the difference. He says it a little bit differently. In essence, though, we often underestimate what we have to offer others. We think everybody can do what we do. And like Carrie, who makes these beautiful cards and beautiful products with Cricut, and I don't have that same creativity. And so there are people who would love to be inspired by her and to have her make cards for them as well. So have you thought about having your own business? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe it sort of kind of crossed your mind. Maybe you want something that would be a passive stream of income for you, so that you still have your regular job and a steady income and benefits while you have an online income stream. Maybe that's something you might want to learn more about. See, learning about it, planting the seeds, doesn't mean you have to quit your job and go 100% into your own business unless you're inspired to. And see, that's the beauty of exploring, is to discover where does your passion connect with a need in the world. And you can use your passion to meet that need in service to others. And then the line can get blurred between work and play. Because when you do what you love all day, you're energized and feel like you're making that difference. Your purpose, and it's what you love to do, and you continue to get better at it. That's your mastery. And when you have choice in how you do it, there's your autonomy. Those three motivational principles in Pink's new book, Drive, well, relatively speaking new, his latest book, Drive, and the author for that is Daniel Pink. So would you like to have more freedom? Work from anywhere, anytime? Have passive streams of income to support you while you're doing something else? Consider taking a look at Get Paid for Who You Are by David Wood. Step by step, And right now, as I said, David's offering some interesting teleseminars, calls. And one of the steps is to find a freedom buddy. Or in my case, we're going to do a freedom team mastermind group, a small group of six or less. And again, if we need to do more than one, I will gladly do that. It helps me in my work through David's book and the synergy of like-minded people who are seeking to have more freedom in some way, shape, or form in their life and to live their passion, where their passion intersects the needs of the world. If that resonates with you, then please send me an email at brainbonanza@gmail.com. Think about what brings you joy. And the question in the passion test, it says, when my life is ideal, I am blank. What are you doing, being, having when your life is ideal? That's the first step in getting to that clarity. Just make a list and think about all areas of your life. There are several calls in the archives at Spark Radio where I've had guests take the passion test online. That's one of my earlier shows from a couple of years ago. And in more recently, people sharing the results of the passion test in their life, things that have happened to them as they gain that clarity. Because, first of all, it's figuring out the what. What is your intention? What do you want in your life? And the how, well, that's interesting because they're not about the how. It's about the what. Get clear about the what. Get clear about what can show up in your life when you're living that full out. And the reticular activating system in your brain, the RAS, will start to pick up or bring to your awareness, is a better way to say it, people, opportunities, resources that you may not have noticed before. Because once you plant the seeds, set the goals, have the intentions, the RAS then brings to your awareness things that just will support that. So, what action will you take in the week ahead? What one small action? Will you check out a blog? Will you pick up Drive? Will you take a look at Primal Leadership? Will you find one spark in every day of your life at work that can bring you joy? And maybe part of that spark is to start looking for a work environment where you can have autonomy, where you can have professional development to gain mastery, where you can live your purpose at work every day. I hope so. Maybe you'll go check out David's Get Paid for Who You Are book. And one of the things that brings passion into my life is my son, Alex. And you've heard me talk stories about Alex and the journey that he's on in his life. He'll be 9 in July. He's finishing third grade. And he and I talked a little bit about him sharing with you what brings passion into his life. So, Alex, what is it you love to do?
Well, I love to see my mom, and I like talking on Block Talk Radio, and that's pretty much I can think of right now.
What is it you like to do for fun?
Building Legos and playing games.
Yes, he is quite, has graduated from trains and train layouts, and he still has a passion for trains. He also, in addition to his trains, has developed a passion for Star Wars, which his parents watched the original movies. We were in high school, now we're dating me at the time. We watched the original movies, and he's seen those and the Star Wars Clone Wars series. So we're the Star Wars family. But it's a creativity around those adventures and about the journey and making choices and growth. What else did you want to add, Alex?
I wanted to add that I have many Lego sets, and we have a big mess. And my newest Lego set is X-Wing. It's the X-Wing Starfighter.
The big mess he's referring to is the Legos that are sprawled all over the living room at this point, because not only does he build following the directions, he also creates new things. For Mother's Day, you want to tell him? Okay.
Okay. For Mother's Day, I bought my mom the most epic cantina.
And that's the cantina scene from the first, I think it's the first Star Wars movie, which is Star Wars number 4 in the series. And so he created that just using different characters and different parts, and it looks very, very good. And so one of the things that we do is we support his passions, the things that he loves, and we try to incorporate that into our activities as a family and encourage him to pursue that creativity and his interests. So that as he grows, he can keep those passions for exploring, building, and designing. And so what do you think, somebody asked you, well, I'm going to right now, Alex, what do you want to be when you grow up? What might you say?
Working at the Lego company or being a railroad dude.
So they're the two passions that he has, the trains as well as Legos. And I see him probably be designing Lego sets at some point, I would guess. So hopefully there's someone in your life who can encourage your passions, and whether that's a partner, a parent, a coach, an accountability partner, having someone in your corner who's encouraging you to explore, to grow, to stretch, to rediscover your passions. And that's very important, and I'd love to help you do that. So let me know. So until next time, take action on something that you heard to find passion in your work. Bring more passion and joy in your life. I hope to see some of you at upcoming events with me and again next week here at Blog Talk on Spark. I'm excited to go to the International Conference and Expo for the American Society of Training and Development in Chicago next week, and I will be hearing Dan Pink. He's a keynote talking about his book, Drive. So I will share those insights with you next week, probably from a lot of the people that I see and hear. So take an action in the week ahead. Make a positive difference and find joy every single day of your life. Because, remember, love your brain like it's the only one you have.
And thank you for watching Blog Talk Radio. It's Melanie Hoffner.
And listening, too. Make it a great week. Stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.